Hey there, and welcome back to the Book of Baseball. It's Wednesday, June 21st, and today I'll be talking about how Geraldo Perdomo is wildly overperforming. In my last episode, I talked about expected batting average, which is a statistic that predicts a player's batting average based on the quality of their batted balls. However, expected batting average isn't the only expected statistic. You can find all of them on Baseball Savant. There's also expected slugging and expected WOBA. WOBA, which stands for Weighted On-Base Average, is a statistic that measures a hitter's overall production. While the formula is very complicated, it values more productive hits than those that are not. For example, a home run is much more valuable than a single, and that's reflected in the WOBA formula. While I was looking at the expected statistics leaderboard, I noticed something strange. Geraldo Perdomo, a shortstop for the Arizona Diamondbacks, has the biggest gap between expected performance and true performance in all three categories. This means out of MLB players, he was overperforming the most, and by a wide margin as well. There's nearly a 100-point difference between his .300 batting average and his .205 expected batting average, and almost 200 points between his .476 slugging and expected .275 slugging. His current .385 WOBA is outstanding. It's 16th in the MLB and first among all shortstops. In reality, though, he has an expected WOBA of .283 and ranks 181st out of 192 players with at least 200 plate appearances. So how does he do it? How can a player put up such amazing numbers that are actually just a mirage? I'll answer that question after this. No matter how talented a player is, there is one thing that all great baseball players share, and that is luck. Baseball is a game determined by probabilities. What the pitcher will throw, where a batted ball will land, where the fielder was positioned, these are all things that determine the outcome of a play, a game, and ultimately a season. So far this year, Geraldo Perdomo has been very lucky. BABIP stands for Batting Average on Balls in Play, and it's an arbitrary way to measure a hitter's luck. It's not very useful to compare BABIP between different players. All hitters have different play styles that affect their BABIP. However, you can compare BABIP across seasons from the same player to determine if they're getting more lucky than usual. Last year, in 148 games, Perdomo had a BABIP of .243. So far this year, that number is over 100 points higher, at .346. This means that Perdomo's been much more lucky this year than last year. At the end of the day, though, baseball is certainly a game about luck. While I'm sure we'll see some regression to the mean soon, maybe Geraldo Perdomo is just really good at getting lucky. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Thank you to Baseball Savant and Baseball Reference for providing resources for this episode. This one took a really long time to make, so I would really appreciate if you could rate, review, and share the Book of Baseball. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.